Log Talk Radio.
And good Tuesday morning to you. Ben and Abbas here for a look at your alternative talk AM 1150 traffic update for Round the Sound. So far, no major blocking or accidents to report at the moment. We still have some slowing, especially in the south end, moving northbound. I-5 just after Highway 16 interchange in Tacoma. Heavy through the Tacoma Dome. It will break free just before Valley Avenue East and 99 and Fife. Everywhere else, traffic's actually looking pretty good. Stay tuned for 2 hours of the Transformation Talk Radio Network coming up next after the news and weather. And in the first hour, it's Awaken Your Magic Within with Tracy Lynn Walla. NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. President Biden says overturning abortion rights would be a radical decision. Talking to reporters, Biden said he was very unhappy about the leaked Politico draft of a Supreme Court ruling, apparently overturning longstanding abortion rights. Biden said the landmark Roe v. Wade ruling has been the law of the land for nearly 50 years and should not be overturned.
The decision of Roe was correct because there's a right to privacy. There can be limitations on it, but it cannot be denied.
The Supreme Court is confirming the draft is authentic. In a statement, the court was careful to note it does not represent a decision by the court or a final position of any member on the issues in the case. The question in front of the court is whether a Mississippi law banning most abortions after 15 weeks is constitutional. Some organizations are grappling with the report.
It's going to make it incredibly hard for women with lower economic means to have abortions because they simply won't be able to travel to another state in time.
Sarah Lyons, policy counsel at ACLU of Mississippi, says about half the states nationwide will likely overturn abortion laws, noting there's about 13 on the books that have trigger bans. Natural gas prices are hitting their highest level since 2008. U.S. prices surged 9% in morning trading on Wall Street. Industry analysts note tight market conditions with production capacity and gas storage both down in the U.S. The current jump in natural gas prices follows a nearly 30% increase in April. Now is the time to prepare for any natural disaster with the start of hurricane season less than a month away. Liz Kennedy reports.
It's Hurricane Preparedness Week, and the Georgia Emergency Management Agency is urging folks to have a predefined emergency plan when severe weather strikes. They also suggest to keep an emergency supply kit ready and stocked. Some great items to have on hand include plenty of non-perishable food, pet supplies, water, and medicine to last each person and pet in your family at least 3 days.
You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
For the next few moments, KKNW will be conducting a test of the emergency alert system. This is only a test. The preceding tones were a test of the emergency alert system. In the event of an actual emergency, information and directions would follow. This concludes this test of the emergency alert system. The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Vasily and Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Awaken Your Magic Within, reveal unconscious systems, and discover your unstoppable freedom power with me, Tracy Lynn Wallace. Through this series, we will uncover many of the unconscious systems and wounds which are the driving force behind lack and unworthiness. I am a self-love mentor, life coach, and author who's been inspired to share my experience from my own personal journey of excavating through the wounds and trauma to uncover my innate magic and power. If something is missing in your life, but you can't put your finger on it, join me now so I can provide you with insight, direction, and tools to create the fulfillment and bliss of a newfound freedom. Uncover Your Magic Within with Tracy Lynn starts now.
My. I am so thrilled and honored to be sidekicking it with the host of this show. Awaken Your Magic Within, Tracy Lynn Wallace is the host of the show. And I just wanted to say a few things. I woke up the other day, and I apologize to all y'all out there for this, like, nasal thing going on here. Must be smelling too many roses. You know, like, wake up and smell the roses. Must be doing too much of that. But one of the things I love is, and I thought about this the other day when I was working with one of my coaches. I said, I am working with the most incredible people. And I take a look at Tracy Lynn, inspiredwisdomcoaching.com, so you can look too. And I think about what she does to help people reveal unconscious systems, and they are systems, like they operate together, and then discover this unstoppable freedom power. So today, this amazing self-love mentor, life coach, author, inspirational story herself, is going to ask us, answer for us, the $64 million question: is love anyway? What is love anyway? Tracy Lynn, great to have you here. Great to have you.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. Excited to be here again, and thank you to all the listeners and viewers. And yeah, we've got a great show. Today we are going to really empower the listeners today, because we are going to dig into some things that lie deep underneath that a lot of us have no idea, and including myself. I mean, I'm still uncovering things. So, you know, I just want to start asking everybody to think back when they were a kid, and, you know, you swallowed a watermelon seed and your parents were like, don't do that. Now you're going to grow watermelon in your stomach. And, you know, we truly believe that. And what was the other example?
That's a good one.
Like crossing your eyes. Don't cross your eyes. Your face is going to stick like that. And, you know, we believe that. I mean, at what age do we finally go, wait, I don't think that's true. Or the swallowing your gum, remember, like, I don't know how much gum I had in my belly for 7 years, right? Was it 7 years?
That was a tricky one, because that worked until I got to, like, junior high school, and we took biology. And we discovered that the acid in the stomach pretty much just annihilates the chewing gum. But we have these beliefs we bring forward, and then we have beliefs and baggage around love. So you're redefining love today. But the question really is, those fairy tale stories, we're still watching them now. I mean, who didn't like Twilight? Who didn't like the vampire and the human chick getting together, strung it out to 4 movies, somehow the oddest couple coming together, redefining love, redefining things. But some people believe it's not possible today. Let's talk about this from your perspective, because you don't just talk about it like loving another. You like talk about love with a capital L, right?
With the capital L, not the loser L, which is bad.
I got that off my forehead this morning.
And it gets deep. I mean, it's just, you know, we watch these Disney movies or these fairy tales about, you know, the woman who needs rescuing and the Prince Charming that comes in and rescues her and switches away. And it's this innate need that we all have to kind of want to play that out. And, you know, there's people that are probably listening or just like, I don't need somebody, and, you know, I'm fine by myself. But those are the systems that are operating. You know, the ego is just like, you know what, I don't need anybody, because we've been hurt. We've been hurt in the past. And this can be one of the ways that these structures get built, because we're trying to protect ourselves. All of these structures are in place to keep us safe on an emotional or physical level. And so one of the deepest desires that every single human being has is to love and be loved and accepted. Like, that's what we're all looking for, whether it's in a social setting, whether it's in a work setting. And when I say love and work setting, it's just, you know, being accepted, but being loved for who we are. And we thrive for that. You know, why do people, you know, belong to church groups, a sense of belonging, you know, part of a sports team, a sense of belonging. We just want belonging and acceptance and feeling like we have some purpose and some value.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, we roll that through our life, and these are all built. These structures are built from before the age of 7 years old. 90% of what we do on a daily basis is coming from the subconscious mind, which you were, you know, mentioning, these systems. And it's like this captain of the ship that's navigating, that is so deep in our subconscious mind that on a conscious level, we have no idea. And, you know, I'll give a perfect example. I married my husband a year ago, and we've been together for years before that. Well, as soon as the paper was signed and we moved in together, I kicked into, what did I see love look like? What did I see marriage look like growing up? And it's the self-fulfilling prophecy that we just create so much pain and hardship in our relationships because we've got the programs running of how what we saw as children. And, you know, speaking about gender roles, that's kind of the next thing I wanted to roll into. You know, my mother was the June Cleaver. She stayed home. She was the good wife. She was the proper wife. My dad worked and, you know, did that thing. And so that's not who I am. I mean, that's not who I am. I'm, you know, free and loving and, you know, very in my goddess energy. And so it was interesting how that kind of began to sabotage in my marriage because it was like, okay, got to be the good, proper wife, got to be the, you know, follow these rules of what I saw. And little by little, these structures started to get revealed. And it was really fascinating. And that's why I love speaking on this because I speak from an experiential place of what I experienced based on what I saw and what I was told. And being able to step into my more of my feminine energy instead of that belief system of like, oh, men don't want to marry a woman like that. They want the good wife who stays home and raises kids. And I did that, don't get me wrong, but it was also, I mean, I hope I'm making sense. Like,
No, what you're talking about is perfect because as we redefine love, we're redefining ourselves. And we have been redefining ourselves, especially as women. And it's, you know, it's like an overnight process, but so have men. And, you know, what I love about this conversation is if you would have told me a bunch of years ago that I would go to Green Lake, let's say here, and I would watch a man walking down the street with their little twin children, just him, the man, that was an anomaly. And now it's not. So we're changing our perspective.
You're welcome, by the way, Pat.
I know, Benny. I didn't want to call you.
I love you thinking of me. I appreciate that.
I did, but
Very much so.
Okay, I was trying to keep it anonymous. But you knew I was feeling you.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm here for it.
Yeah, twins. That's why. So he's that man.
Yeah, thanks.
It is such an amazing shift. But we have to really look at how to create a new narrative, a new fairy tale. And, you know, I say fairy tale tongue-in-cheek almost because we have to have a little bit of excitement about what we want, right? As opposed to let me put it in my phone, put in a few variables and have somebody spit it out. But a lot of us now are children of broken homes, right? And so without that model, don't we have to create a new model? Don't we have to look at gender roles? Don't we have to look at what acceptable and how to accept love is all about? Because you're right, you can't take a book off a shelf. Tricia, then you got to talk about this from your own experience, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fascinating. You know, there's the old Bible verse, love is patient, love is kind, love is, I can't remember what it is, Corinthians, something or other, but, you know, that's the template of what we think love is. But something that came, you know, barreling to the forefront of my mind going through this process is that's not what I was raised with. I was raised with love hurts and love is painful and love is shame and love is guilt. And, you know, you truly start to accept that as love. And one thing that I would encourage listeners to do is, you know, write down what they think love is, right? What the world has told us. And then stop and think back at their childhood and write down the way love was shown to them and what, how they saw their parents treat each other, how they saw their parents treat them, and like write down that list. And that was really eye-opening for me because then we continue to play those out in our relationships. You know, why do you think battered women can't leave the man that's battering them? Because there's a part of them that believes that that's love. If he's yelling at me, if he hurts me, that's love.
Yeah.
And I just want people to start breaking free from these systems and seek the real truth and not this dysfunctional truth that we believe is our reality, as I always say, like, forget what you think you know, because we think we know, and it's in the subconscious. You don't know. We don't know.
Yeah. I mean, but part of this is, as we look at this journey and we talk about this today, you know, we're talking about this idea of love transcending another person, because what we're about to talk about in the show as well, right, is love, success, and happiness. So we're redefining it. Why? Because it is a time to awaken your magic. And we know when that spark or that flame starts to dwindle out a bit, and people don't know what to do with it, right? And so what was it about love, success, and happiness, you know, that brought you to the forefront, right, to get underneath some of these childhood programs? Because it isn't just love, is it?
No.
That we're telling ourselves, you're this, you're that. Like all that, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's more than that.
Yeah, it is, and it's that magic. It's that magic mm-hmm. that we were born with, that was just knowing who we are and knowing what we deserve and knowing the power that we carry.
Mm-hmm.
And all these belief systems start to darken that and hinder it. And, you know, I kind of described it, I don't know if I said it the last show, it's just, mm-hmm. you know, you've got this beautiful diamond, and we've got all these belief systems that were piled on top of it, which is kind of like mud. And then we put a pretty coat of paint on it, which is the big house, the nice clothes, the, you know, put together look, the golf club membership, whatever it is. And it's like, that's the coating, right? That's what we want everybody to see on the outside, when underneath that, that true magic has been buried, belief systems. And so once we start tearing apart those layers, right, identifying our false self, this image, facade that we put together to cover up that pain and those wounds that we've got, then that's where that magic shines through. And that magic brings you all of those things that you want without having to hide behind them. Does that make sense?
It does. And then the part of it that I love is, let's just talk about this if we could, because this kind of, this rolls in to success and what our view of success is. And success is almost like that cartoon where the kids are in the car. This was actually my family. When my dad used to lie, he used to tell us it only took 4 hours to get to Virginia, like from Jersey. No, that was not true. So at about 3 hours, we're like, are we there yet? And so this is interesting to really talk about, because we tie in what you're talking about, these values of love and love affect, into how much we can achieve, the never-ending journey for the bottomless pit of success. But I want to get back to something you said. Does love really hurt? See, it's kind of like, that's like an oxymoron thing, that statement. Love hurts. Isn't there a song like love hurts?
Cheap Trick.
Like a song?
I think it's Cheap Trick.
Right. Does love hurt? Really?
Well, and that's something that I uncovered a lot of this going through these experiences of, you know, I had a high school boyfriend and we were together for a year and a half and he broke up with me and I experienced the worst pain of my entire life. And it took me years and years, and it just what I labeled as a heartbreak, broken heart that just, it's like, oh my gosh, I could not, I was depressed and just really struggled with it. And as I started on this healing journey, one of my mentors that I had met years ago told me that she had broke up with her boyfriend. I'm like, oh my gosh, aren't you in so much pain? And she's like, no, she goes, I'm a little sad, but I'm okay. And I was like, what? Because she had done the work.
Yeah.
And I explained to her my thing, and she goes, oh honey, she goes, that wasn't a heartbreak. That was your abandonment getting re-triggered.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? And so right then I was just like, I got to get to the bottom of this. And I realized, like, that's what it was. And so that pain when somebody leaves us or breaks our heart is really that rejection mm-hmm. or that abandonment pain that comes from our childhood or past experiences or the father that left and never came back or the mother that went out to buy milk and, you know, left you with a friend and you never saw her again.
Yeah. Let me give you an example because this is so precise. See, we get these signs somewhere along the way. So we act as if you're rolling into the relationship. Now you got 5 years. Then you got 7 years. Then you got 10. So you're rolling in. Everybody else around you is seeing things, right? But you're not. So I remember one of my friends saying to me, Patty, don't you think it odd that every year for the past 5 years, when you guys have your anniversary, your partner goes on a retreat that weekend? And I'm like, but we're independent, right? Listen to this.
All right.
Hello, hello. Well, we're kind of independent. You see, it's so easy because our past, see, that would be something that I grew up with. That would make it normal. Not normal. Like your anniversary and you're like going on a retreat like an I'm not like invited. That's like a little flag, yeah?
Mm-hmm. And those are the sort of things that we make excuses because we don't want to face the truth of it. Like, interesting. And
yeah.
Your partner, why do they feel the need to leave instead of being like there's something that gets stirred up that they I don't know, but
the bottom line is that you can see the boulder starting to come at you, even if you don't see it. But it's not love that hurts. It's all of this other stuff that we carry that comes with us. You know, I have a friend who is chronically late. Like, it doesn't matter. You go out and you go out, you know, with a group of friends and you got the couples and this and that. And inevitably, where's Lou? And you see, unless you seek out the courage to ask about things, you don't get it. But success is the same. You see, this idea of success that you're talking about as well, right? We create and we conjure up a fantasy. I will be successful if I go to school for 25 years. Hello. Not even using my degree for whatever. But these things are tied together because if there's a gap, if there's like a big hole in our heart, right?
Mm-hmm.
How are we ever going to get a full understanding of success? Tell us about what success means to you and what are we trying to succeed in? What are we trying to get done?
Well, I would love, like, if the listeners just for a second could just think back to a time when they were younger and being able to envision, like, what success looked like. What did that picture look like as a child of success, right? Was it running a business with 1,000 employees? Was it being the richest person in the world? Was it, you know, being the president of the United States?
Yeah.
What did you define as a child as being success? And then fast forward now to where you are in your life. And, you know, for example, Dr. Pat, what is success? What does success look like right now?
So for me, now I've had to go through the false sense of success, right? So I've been through that where I'm trying to succeed to please you,
mm-hmm.
whoever you are.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Maybe you're the boss. Maybe you're the spouse. Maybe you're my mother. Maybe you're my dad, right? Now my dad, you got to love my dad because no matter what time I used to call him when he was living, what do you think the first question out of dad's mouth, just to tell you what dad valued. First question out of dad's mouth was, how much money are you making now? Right? But I knew it was coming. Mom, on the other hand, not. And so the way I define success now for me, this is a tough one. Am I contributing enough to create positive change in the world? That's what I'm looking at. Hmm. You know, what is it that gets me lit up every day, working with you, helping you, Benny? It doesn't matter. You know, this is a different part of my life now, where how much money you're direct depositing in my account isn't the first thing I think about on the first of the month now, right? But boy, it's taken me a while to get there. How about you?
And I think it's what we saw, what we've seen. And my husband and I, we just got back from a fabulous week-long trip in Mexico. Last night we got back. And we booked the trip, I think, 2 weeks before. And this leads into my story. You know, we watched our parents work their tails off their whole lives, right, for retirement. Let's save, you know, work, and when we retire, we can enjoy our life. Well, my husband's parents, they did that. The dad worked. He was saving for retirement. They couldn't wait. He finally retired. 2 weeks later, his wife was diagnosed with cancer. 6 months later, she was gone. So he did not get to do what, you know, he worked his whole life to try to build this nest egg so that they could enjoy it later in life. And, you know, my husband and I were like, you know, we're not doing that. We are just going to start taking these trips and just go and enjoy our life. And that's success for us. Success, if you get down to the core of it, success is a feeling. Anything is a feeling, right? Mm-hmm. So what are we trying to achieve? When you're trying to achieve success, you're trying to achieve this feeling of freedom, right? Financially, so you can do what you want when you want to do it. Feeling of worthiness, feeling of confidence. That's all this is. If you break it down, any goal that anybody's got that is listening, they're looking for a feeling. And that's the magic.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the magic that we are trying to reawaken and get back to those feelings of why we do what we do. You know, when you've got this obligatory family, you know, holiday dinner that you've done for the last 20 years and you don't want to do it anymore because it doesn't feel good, that's awakening your magic. When you go, you know what, I want to stay at home with my husband and my three kids and we're going to have our own little Christmas dinner together.
Yeah. Yeah. That is a major breakthrough.
Huge. I don't want to keep doing this job that I'm working 50, 60 hours a week. I want to follow my dreams and start a business on my own. It's amazing. My husband and I have been noticing that we're out so much and we come across these younger kids, you know, millennials under millennials. And the amount of them that talk about wanting to start their own business, nobody's like, I got to go to college. I got to get my degree. It's just, they want freedom.
Yeah.
They want freedom. And for us, my generation, it was go to college, get a degree, get a job, security, work for the government, because then you for sure have, you know.
Or the phone company. You never get fired. But that changed, right?
Yeah, and right. So we were just told what to do. Nobody paid attention to what they felt and what they truly wanted at the core of them. We were just, you know, dancing to the rhythm.
Yeah. I think this is what you call your magic. You know, you talk about the feelings of freedom and worthiness and confidence, yeah, as that magic, that spark inside. You know, and I love that because, you know, I love that we brought back the word magic. We could credit a lot of people, but certainly the whole Harry Potter deal did that for, like, everybody, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it brought it back in a way that allows us to understand the multi-layered nature of this. When we come back, I want to talk to you about how important is it to dismantle beliefs. Dismantle. So at what point when my dad, like, asked me that question, it didn't matter. Hi, Dad, Merry Christmas. How much money are you making? At one point, what was it that I did or said to him? And how did he react to the day I let him know that I got fired?
Let's I want to hear.
Yeah, Tracy Lynn, how do people find out about you? Let's give them your information.
I am on Instagram at inspiredwisdomcoaching.com, or I'm sorry, inspiredwisdomcoaching, and then also my website. And I would love, you know, for anybody to join onto my VIP list where I make this information available at www.inspiredwisdomcoaching.com, inspiredwisdomcoaching.com. And I will also share courses and workshops that I have coming up. And if you go to inspiredwisdomcoaching.com/breakthrough, I am offering a free guide to shattering limiting beliefs around love, health, and success.
I love it. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, what are the beliefs that maybe you're holding on that we got to tease apart? You know, when people cook, like the chefs of the world, my uncle was a chef, they used to talk about deconstructing with you, like deconstructing chicken parmesan and creating a deconstructed version of that. First of all, why'd they do that? I don't know. But there's something you learn from that. There's something you learn from deconstructing and dismantling. Let's take a short break, Benny. We'll be right back.
This is Pierce County Emergency Management conducting a test of the emergency alert system. In the event of an emergency, the system would bring you important information. The following tones will conclude this test.
Tune in to Awaken Your Magic Within, reveal unconscious systems to discover your unstoppable freedom power. Join me, Tracy Lynn Wallace, on TransformationTalkRadio.com the first Tuesday of each month, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, to gain insight, direction, and tools to uncover limiting beliefs. Get ready to step into your unstoppable power to discover and uncover your magic within.
Have you been on life's roller coaster trying to figure out what to do next? Then join Greta, me, Yvonne, in the Realm of Being this Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Take the dust off your wings and fly to the highest heights in your thoughts and actions. Express your greatness. Be a champion for yourself, and we'll see you there on Shifting Impressions Conversations with the Realm of Being.
It takes courage to step into your calling and go for your dream. Sabotage monsters can get in your way, preventing you from reaching your potential. You can choose to struggle alone, or you can choose community and support, someone to walk beside you, meeting you where you are. If you are ready to make real and lasting change, Coach Christine Clark is here for you. Find out more about one-on-one coaching and group programs with Coach Christine at sunglowtransformation.com.
I love that, Benny. Thank you.
Quite welcome.
I love the other song, like kicking it up. Let's kick it up a little old school. So there was a decade we went through where if you listen to the songs, you would think everybody was heartbroken. Like, will you still love me tomorrow? That's just one. Tracy, how do people find out about you? Tracy Lynn Wallace joining me here today. We're going to take on, right, this next segment, happy, happy, happy. What does that mean? And then also I'll tell you what happened when I told my dad I got fired. How do people find out about you? Tell us about the free download.
Yeah, I'm offering a little mini guide that I put together called Breakthrough, Shattering Limiting Beliefs That Are Keeping You From Happiness, Love, and Health. And that's at inspiredwisdomcoaching.com/breakthrough, because we want to break through. We want to shatter through all these belief systems that are keeping us from our magic. And join me on my VIP email list that's on my homepage on the website. And through that list, I will keep you in the know about upcoming classes. I'm doing a free webinar on this very topic, and then additional workshops. And just, I love sharing my stories with my people on my list, personal stories of just things that I experienced regarding the same thing. So inspiredwisdomcoaching.com, inspiredwisdomcoaching.com/breakthrough for the free breakthrough guide.
Awesome. So Dad, now you have to understand Dad a little bit, you know, because Dad was the guy that worked all the time, lost everything, and worked harder. Happiness or success probably came in the way of marrying my stepmom, right?
Mm-hmm.
But this idea about success and happiness, it was foreign to him, except when it came to the money.
Mm.
So people also use money, right? Tracy, when people use money as a benchmark to define success, my dad was no different. And I remember, I can't even remember, when I started to talk to him about leaving my job, right before he died. And he was, why would you do that? You're never going to be able to get another job making this money, write this story.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you're going to have to give up so much, blah, blah, blah. These were his beliefs. Now, here's the good news for me. He wasn't around enough to have that get played on me in my childhood. Mm-hmm. But the question really is, money is a driver for so many people that we're willing to allow devastation happen in return for higher stock returns. So money now has become so prominent in success. I mean, what do you think about that? I don't think that's true for everybody, but there are people that will tell you, if I can't make money the way I want, I'm not going to be happy. I'm not going to be happy.
Well, and you know the old saying, love is the root of all evil. Well, really, I'm sorry, money is the root of all evil. Really, it's the love of money which is the root of all evil.
Right.
And that's when we become so, so dependent. And it's there's such a fine line, right? Because we need money to survive. We need money to live. We need money to pay for things and go on trips and such. So it's there's such a little gray area there about where you're crossing the line. But, you know, talking about what you were saying about the way your dad was like, okay, how much money do you make? How much money do you make? And having to focus solely on that. So I have this other business that I started 6 years ago, and it's in international education. It's a home state business, and it has been very successful and very lucrative, and I really enjoy doing it. And I got to a point where I was like, you know what? This doesn't make me happy anymore. I want to focus on, you know, my self-love mentoring and my coaching and my teaching. And so I have been really struggling with shutting it down because it's picking back up again. You know, we're having all these international students coming back to the States again.
Oh.
And I'm just so conflicted because the money's there and it just keeps presenting itself. And I have to check myself and go, what's important, Tracy?
Yeah.
Because the thought of having to do that, just, it doesn't feel good anymore. It did before this. I was in this part of my life where I loved doing it.
Yeah.
Now I'm doing my passion. I'm doing what just awakens my magic and lights my fire, and I get so excited. I get so excited when I get to, you know, create meditations or write, or, you know, I'm working on my books or even preparing for these radio shows.
Yeah.
And so that was an experience I had of like, okay, Tracy, I heard my dad's voice. Hey, you've got a business that's bringing in money. You better stick with that. And then my inner voice, which is just like, but it doesn't make me happy.
I know.
And when you do what you love, the money will come. I don't know where through this whole process, you know, the great money I made doing my other business will come from, but I'm happy, and so I'm vibrating at a higher, you know, vibration, and I just trust that, you know, me sharing this information and helping people awaken their own magic, somehow, some way, the universe is going to give me what I need.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. I had to really learn about that level of harmony, and it was fascinating. I had to reflect upon this. I was writing an article for Peggy's book, and I mean, 2,000 words, you have to pick, like, one story. And I reflected back, and I thought to myself, what was I willing to do at 17? Because I started work really young. Like, once you're homeless, then you're like, okay, paycheck, sounds good. But what was it about that allowed me to look at, if I work for the phone company in the mailroom, but I really have more aspirations, I'm going to work at ShopRite in the deli, and then I'm going to do that job, and then I have a third job. The motivation, see, this is the tricky thing. If the motivation is to fuel your dream, right, you see, it so has to do with why we would do something we don't want to do,
mm-hmm.
right? And, you know, I ask myself, what's your why? You know, when I went to school, clearly I didn't have to work until a huge opportunity came up. But I could have walked away from that and said, I don't care if you fly me back to Claremont every week. I just want to go to school. Had something else in mind. Every flight, every class, everything I taught worked really well. But I had these two things that were on a parallel path, and they were not on a collision path. See, isn't that the difference? You know, we have to figure out what's underneath, why we would do something. And that's really hard for people. You know, that the latest employment statistics are showing it. People are not going back.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going back to their old job. If they don't have to go back, they're like, maybe I don't want to go back to my... Maybe they're looking. They had time to look. And I hear more stories like that from COVID than ever. It's like I had somebody that I talked to. What was the business she started? It was a little odd. It was a welding business. She had a clerical job, I think selling phones, like cell phones, and she loved to weld. And so it was interesting to really hear how many people are taking a step back in their lives so they can take a step forward. Isn't that what you're talking about, to take that introspective look and make your decision, just like you walked us through? You just literally walked us through your decision process. Now, you may go do that job because maybe doing that job is going to get you the Harley Davidson that you're going to buy for me.
Yeah.
So that would be a reason to go. I would highly encourage you to go do that job. But you see, isn't that at the crux, to be able to make decisions without baggage?
Absolutely. And it's just, this is the dismantling of these systems that are in play and the parental voices and the voices of society of what it's supposed to look like. The times have changed so much, and COVID was such a gift in so many ways, and not everybody can see that, but it really shook everything up. It shook everybody up and caused people to wake up. You know, we're coming into this new earth and this new way of looking at things, and tired of going through those, you know, on the hamster wheel, and tired of you know, waking up and making somebody else money. That's why I tell my kids, I was like, I encourage you, start your own business. Because if you're not working for yourself, you're working to make somebody else rich. And, you know, they've all got that entrepreneurial spirit. And yeah. So I know eventually they will all have their own business. They saw me working, doing my own business, having the freedom to pack up and go on staycations or, you know, get away for a long weekend. And then, you know,
did you just call it like a staycation?
A staycation. When you live in Scottsdale, Arizona,
yeah.
You just go to the fancy place and stay for great deals. And
yeah, like here in Washington State.
Yeah.
OMG, right? You know, and that's why I think about it because, you know, I think about how many people have said to me, and I have to try to overturn this belief, so dismantling, right? Mm-hmm. So one of the dismantling beliefs is that I'm busy, but not busy fueling a dream. Like this word busy in a negative way. And I've said to Linda, Jessica, Jacob, Olivia, everybody, I'm like, please don't tell our clients how busy I am, because without telling them how jazzed I am about what we're doing, you know, it's not busy because I'm desperate. It's busy because I want to be engaged. There's a difference between the energy of that, right? And you can be engaged / busy and still be happy. Hello, happy. I'm happy. I'm like a happy dudette. Right? But isn't that the alchemy that we have to find? Talk about that, because we have so many rules, regulations, guidebooks, general instructions, right? But we forget how to find out what the heck is in my heart.
Oh, my gosh. And that's like, I just want to share one story when you talk about rules and regulations. So we're down in Mexico, right? Walking along the beach. Hey, do you want to get a massage? $20 for a 70-minute massage. $20.
No.
On the beach.
Whoa.
And these gals were amazing. They were we got a massage every day at that price. But they were amazing, and I thought, isn't that fascinating how in the U.S. there's all these rules and regulations of what you need to do, and this has got to be this way and that way and that way. And you come into a different country, and it's just, it's so different. And these young gals are doing these massages, and, you know, they didn't have the money to pay for a education to follow their dreams of what they want to do, but they're doing it.
Yeah.
And we get so limited by, you know, the rules and regulations. And the part of the reason that I wanted to be, a life coach, I wanted initially to be a counselor. And then I was like, oh, wait, I can be a life coach and I don't have to go through all the psychological understanding, because for me, I teach, I coach based on experience, and, you know, and so I don't want to upset anybody who's psychologist certified counselor, licensed counselor, but that just for me was like, how can I help people through my own personal experience?
Yeah. You know, I'm one of those people, and I'll tell you, I walked away from a clinical practice because my hands would have been handcuffed to do what I wanted to do to help people. And that was in my state of Washington at the time, where you couldn't say the word spirituality. I mean, things are changing slowly, but you couldn't have a conversation with people that was more advice, more coaching, right? Mm-hmm. It was more, how do you get on with the life that you have now? You know, what do you do to fill your cup? And so we just, as a society, we want to give ourselves all these little letters after our names, and we want to do a whole lot to demonstrate our credentials, which is really important in the scheme of things. Mm-hmm. But they don't take the place for somebody that's going to work with you from their life experience and help you get out of your own way, because they don't teach that very well in the school I went to, you see. If you can't research it, you can't talk about it. It's totally true. But this is really what we're talking about. So how do we honor ourselves? How do we do what we need to do for us?
Everybody has that magic that is just dying to come out. And, you know, one of the things that I would say now to anybody listening is figure out what you love and find a way to do it.
Mm.
Like, just let go of the rational thinking that, oh, you've got to have this four-year degree. Because, and yes, there's certain things that you need to, practicing law and so forth. And but there's other ways. My best friend in Washington, she was going to school for a master's degree to become a high school counselor. She's just like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to go through this schooling. And I said to her, find a way to do this. Like, all you have to do is be able to create it, put a different title on it,
mm-hmm.
and be your own private service that families can, you know, reach out to you to help guide their kids. You know, boom, you've got your own business. You're following your dreams, and you're not under the guidelines of having to, you know, be under these regulations. And so anyways, that's kind of what I want to encourage people to do, is really just find a way to do what you love and just do it. And yes, you've got a primary job that's bringing in the money, but start doing it on the side.
Yeah. I mean, that is the key. See, we don't learn very well that we can have parallel paths, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like the woman that I was describing to you about just crazy loves welding and really creates some amazing things. You know, she loves the feeling of taking something and, you know, that is literally a piece of metal and transforming that and just watching the heat it up and how fulfilling it is for her and her creativity. And she didn't come out of the gate and say, I'm really good at this. She came out of the gate saying, I'm not sure what I'm doing, but I'm really loving doing it. And you're right about that, you know, because that love is in there, it's fueled it. And that's what we're also talking about today, because, you know, when we're talking about love, we're talking about success, and we're talking about happiness, you know, when those three things work in harmony, that's the magic, isn't it?
That is the magic.
That's the magic of it. You know, and I think that for people, that's what you teach and that's what you coach,
mm-hmm.
right? But it comes with its own challenges. It comes with its own blind side. Like, everybody around me but me didn't see that on anniversary date, I was spending it alone. That was the oddest thing. And, you know, I think that for a lot of people, that was my upbringing. My dad was never around, so it didn't seem odd.
Right.
But when we look at life, we have to look at how hungry are we for happiness, Tracy Lynn? Right?
That's it. And the appetite is becoming greater. I think the appetite is becoming greater for a lot of people. I think just going through this whole COVID thing and realizing I'm not really happy in what I'm doing. I'm not really happy in this relationship. I'm not really happy in this life. I'm not really happy in this lifestyle. I'm not happy where I live. Not happy, but, you know, and it's just, it's starting to bubble up, and it's, there's a payoff for choosing your happiness. And there's a lot of loss going through this whole process. The amount of loss, and this mentor that I was sharing with you earlier, she said to me, she goes, are you sure you're ready to go on this path of uncovering this? Because you will experience loss greater than you ever knew. And I was like, what the heck does that mean? Every time you're making a change or uncovering something, you're losing something. With every ending, with every new beginning is an ending. And it's, whether it's belief systems, whether it's family members. I mean, I've lost friends going through this process because they just don't fit. They're not in alignment with me anymore. And I was, you know, had to let them go. And, you know, my relationship with my niece and two nephews has been severed because I don't have a relationship with my sister. She's just, you know, one of my favorite sayings, I know it's painful and pisses a lot of people off, but is, if you remove the DNA, would you be friends with that person?
That's a good one.
And if you answer no, it's time for you to start evaluating, because these are the kind of the relationships that take away our magic. They hinder our magic. They're obligatory. Family is everything. Blood's thicker than water. You know, how dare you? They gave you life. They raised you. And it's like, if they are genuinely not people that you would have as friends, time to reevaluate.
Yeah. And I think that's one of the more difficult obstacles to overcome. And yet it can be the most freeing, don't you think?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And just, you know, talking back to career, I didn't mean to get off topic with the personal relationships, but, you know, when you're making these changes in life, people are going to be upset with you. Like, oh, that's never going to work.
Oh, right.
What are you thinking? You want to have a career and, you know, whatever, just, you know, steel or glass blowing or whatever it is, you know, and people don't like it. People are uncomfortable when, you know, mediocrity attacks success. It just does.
Oh, it just kills it.
And you will lose people following your dreams. But that's where your happiness lies. That's where your magic is, doing what truly makes you happy. You know, I hear the saying, like, life's too long to be, or life's too short to be unhappy. And I say, life's too long to be unhappy.
Yeah, yeah. And I think what you're talking about really drives the point home, that this is an inside job, that this is magic within. Mm-hmm. And that's really what you do to help people really find that spark. Take a minute and thank you for today. This is the time to really think about this now, because we're really in that decision-making process across the board for things, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people are looking at their lives, their happiness. And sometimes the decisions are easy, and sometimes they're harder. But if we can get underneath what you just said today and really look past those surface items, right, we'll find that magic within. Thank you for today. Hey, please tell people how they can find out more about you and how they can connect with you.
Thank you. This is wonderful. I'm at inspiredwisdomcoaching.com. You can message me or email me through there or contact me if you would like any services, and then also my free giveaway at inspiredwisdomcoaching.com/breakthrough for my guidebook that kind of recaps everything that we've gone through with some additional deeper limiting beliefs in there.
What's your personal message? What do you want to leave us with today, Tracy Glenn?
Oh my gosh. You know what? I'm going to say this. Be the thermostat, not the thermometer.
You've been listening to Awaken Your Magic Within with Tracy Lynn Wallace. Join me every first Tuesday of the month at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to awaken your underlying power by shattering unconscious limiting beliefs which have been influencing your life. There is an innate part of you that thrives for love, happiness, and success. It is your birthright. The choices you make now have the ability to empower you to see things from a higher perspective. Visit me at inspiredwisdomcoaching.com. That's inspiredwisdomcoaching.com.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
And good Tuesday to you. Benny Mathers here for a look at your Alternative Talk AM 1150 traffic update for Around the Sound. Looks like we have over on State Route 542 westbound at Marshall Hill Road around Mile Plus 16 a recent collision partially blocking the right hand of the lane. Good thing though, tow assistance and safety patrol have arrived on the scene and they are taking care of that collision and motorists. Stay tuned for another hour of the Transformation Talk Radio Network coming up next after the news, weather, and it's Why Wait, Live Better with your host, Georgette LePage.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. President Biden says a leaked draft indicating the Supreme Court would overturn Roe v. Wade signals a fundamental shift by the courts. Biden warned that a decision to overturn abortion rights would be radical and said a whole range of rights is in jeopardy if it stands. Chief Justice John Roberts confirmed the draft was authentic and ordered an immediate investigation of the leak that was published by Politico. Senate Democrats are very angry about the leaked draft.
Conservative majority on the United States Supreme Court is ready to overturn Roe v. Wade and uproot decades of precedent affirming a woman's right to an abortion.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer called it a dark and disturbing time during an event on the Capitol steps. Vice President Harris says the time is now to fight for women in our country. In a statement posted on Twitter, Harris said the leaked draft opinion that would throw out the right to get an abortion would punish women and take away their right to decisions about their own bodies. The vice president said Republican lawmakers in states across America are weaponizing the use of the law against women. She added the rights of all Americans are at risk. A Virginia judge is denying Amber Heard's request, a defamation lawsuit filed by her former husband, Johnny Depp.
In this matter, there is evidence in the case that a jury could weigh that the statements were made by the defendant, that the statements were about the plaintiff, that the statement was published, that the statement is false, and the defendant made the statement knowing it to be false, or the defendant made it so recklessly as to amount to a willful disregard for the truth. The weight of that evidence is up to the fact finder, so the motion to strike is denied as to statement 2 and 3.
The Pirates of the Caribbean star is suing his ex-wife for $50 million after she claimed to be a victim of domestic violence. Heard is now expected to take the stand later today. U.S. and Western officials expect Russian President Vladimir Putin may formally declare war on Ukraine as soon as next week. Officials believe Putin will use an upcoming holiday in Russia known as Victory Day to make it official. That would enable full mobilization of Russia's reserve forces to ramp up attacks in Ukraine. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
You run a small business, but who's running your HR? Do you have an HR manager? When's the last time you had an HR audit? Do your employees take workplace safety training? My last question to you is this. What are you waiting for? One complaint against your company can turn your world upside down. I'm Alan Jones, and I created Bambi specifically for small business, all so you can put your HR on autopilot. With Bambi's HR autopilot, you'll automate the most important HR practices, like HR policies, workplace training, and employee feedback. And you'll get a dedicated HR manager not for $80 grand a year, but yes, for $99 a month. We're here to help you navigate the most complex parts of your HR, available by phone, email, and real-time chat. And here's what I'm the most proud of. Bambi customers are 4 times less likely to have a claim filed against them, which is why Bambi has received thousands of 5-star reviews. You run your business. Let Bambi run your HR.
Go to Bambi.com/time today for your free HR audit. Spell Bambi.com/time. Bambi.com/time.
And let's go ahead and take a look now to alternative talk weather outlook for Tuesday. Well, we'll see mostly cloudy skies and a chance of light rain showers in selected areas today. We also might see a sun break or two. High temperatures around 57, 58 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies, low temperatures dropping back down to about 46. For Wednesday, much of the same, more clouds expected, highs around 65, a little warmer. Those will last most of the day with some light rain showers later in Wednesday evening, lows back down to about 50. Thursday, more rain expected, highs of around 55.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Vasily and Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Why Wait? Look better, feel better, be your best from the inside out with me, Georgette LePage. Tune in each month as Dr. Pat Vasily and I discuss topics that are often seen as roadblocks to weight loss. Each discussion will offer you practical solutions for transformational changes. Being healthy doesn't have to be hard or impossible. Empowering yourself with new strategies and new ideas can jumpstart your healthy journey and bring forth a tidal wave of joyful, positive results. I live and breathe what I teach. Allow me to be living proof of what can work for you. Your brain is your best asset, so you'll learn how to take charge of your thoughts, feelings, and actions. Are you ready for the real results you want? We'll see you there.
Wow. Hey, everybody. Welcome. Welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. This is, as I said before, this is Georgette LePage's show. This is Why Wait. Now, the topic for today, it's so vital. What is your motivating factor? What is it? What is your motivating factor? And those of you that know Georgette, you know that what she does is she is a radio show host, but she's also somebody that lives and breathes and teaches what can work for you. You know, certified health and life coach, and she is the one that will help you step fully into your level of empowerment so you can change your life.
And right now, the statistics on how really not well we are taking care of ourselves. And I'm not talking about illness. I'm talking about how we take care of our body, our mind, our spirit. The latest statistics on obesity just recently came out. But what is it? You know, what is it that will get you to approach the finish line and then cross the finish line? That's what today's show is about. That's what Your Jet does in helping people understand there is a motivational factor. Do you know what yours is? Your Jet, it's great to have you.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for today. I'm so excited. This is a very big deal, this topic,
yeah,
and one that I have to keep revisiting myself, which is why it's so good to talk about it when you live it. So,
well, what I want to ask you about is, you know, I was writing an article for a book, and I have these seven principles in the book. And I don't talk about weight. I talk about the life you desire. But you can kind of want it. You could maybe want it because your spouse wants you to want it. You could want it because you think you should want it. You could do a lot of wanting it. But the question is that going to get you to where you really want to go to lose weight, right?
Exactly. Exactly. It has to come from you, and it has to be because of you. I hear everything from, you know, I want to fit into this dress for this event, to I want to go to my class reunion, to my doctor gave me a diagnosis that is not good. I'm officially obese. I need to lose weight. Or my lab results weren't good. I need to get things in order. Or I'm just tired of being this way. I would like to be healthier. So I hear every single kind of goal. And I hear a lot of variation on the motivation, too. A lot of people do things for other people. So I will often hear, well, my husband would like me to look better. Or my kids need me to do this. Or, you know, my friends are like this, and so I should be like that. And I really try to talk to people to get to the heart of what they want, mm-hmm, and why, which shifts the entire mindset for losing weight once you realize why you really want to do this and how badly do you really want to do this, because it requires work.
Yeah.
So are you ready to really, really want this? Are you hungry for this? So, yeah, that's where I just keep asking questions, mm-hmm, and lots of questions, and chip away at the layers. And sometimes people will start out not so open about the real why, the real motivation, and we have to talk through it quite a bit. And that's once we know the why, your motivating factor, you know, what do you want to do and how badly, then you can set your roadmap. But it has to go kind of in that order.
That's really interesting because, you know, sometimes I've seen people buddy up and they'll kind of tag team to reach a goal, right?
Yeah.
That will get you over the finish line the first time, but will it keep you in the race? Can you talk, mm-hmm, about the difference between motivation and pure willpower? Because,
yeah,
are they the same? Are they different? What does each look like?
Yeah, great question. I think the word willpower kind of gets a little distorted. We think it's you either have it or you don't. It's like this big magical thing that happens and it'll just solve everything. And willpower is really just very short-lived. It's the control that is exerted to get something done. And that's not necessarily something that lasts for a long time. You can say, all right, I'm here at a party. I don't want to eat any sweets. I've got some willpower. I'm going to avoid the dessert table. Okay, that could be willpower. But if you say, you know, wow, I've got 6 months to lose this weight, I'm going to exercise, I'm going to do all these things, the willpower is not going to come into play. That's when you need motivation. That's when you need the drive, the interest, the ambition to do the work. And those are two totally different things. But I hear people all the time, oh, you know, you don't eat a lot of sweets. You have so much willpower. And I said, actually, no, it's hard, but I'm very motivated, you know, to stay a certain way or to stay healthy. And so for me, it's very different, but I used to confuse the two very, very much.
Yeah. But they don't quite feel the same either. I mean, can we be tricked by either one of them? And what I mean by that is, you know, I remember practicing, right, for something. And that's what we call discipline. But that wasn't my motivation, right? My motivation was over here. And then there was this thing I knew I need to do. But I wasn't motivated by the discipline to do it. There was a higher order goal. Is that what you're talking about?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The discipline is very important because that, and that gets a bad rep. That sounds like so negative. You know,
that's
punitive.
It does.
But you need that. Those are the steps that you take in order to get to your goal. Those are the boundaries, the guidelines, and all of the things. The motivation is the feeling inside of how badly do you want this. And that's the inside drive. That's the feeling you get, like in your whole body, you get excited. You get, you know, just like ready to go. You know, you have a goal. You know what you want. And then the discipline, like I said, comes alongside. So you need all of these pieces. It's so funny because we just think they're all the same. And if you don't have one, you don't have the others. And that's not the case. And I love for people to find that out, that it's like a puzzle. And you need all the pieces to the puzzle in order for this to work. So I'm glad you brought that up. That's a really good point.
Yeah, and let's talk about this for a minute, too. And that is, motivation is not a one-size-fits-all. What motivates me may not be what motivates you, right? So how often do you get in conversation with your friends or family, and they have a motivational factor that works for them? Think, let me give you mine. If you had my motivational factor, you'd do it. No, that doesn't always work, does it?
Absolutely not. I love the one-size-fits-all idea that we used to have. You know, you see it on T-shirts.
Yeah.
It's so not true. This is so customized to each person. And what works for one person doesn't necessarily work for another person. And it's a skill to build up to that and to kind of defend, you know, your own motivation and stick to it as opposed to caving into other people. For example, years ago, I trained for my first marathon. And, you know, many people thought I was absolutely crazy. You know, this is ridiculous. It's so hard. And I knew that, but I'd put in the work, 17 weeks to train for that. And I did it, and I'm so proud of that. But it's not for everybody. I didn't expect anybody else to do the same thing. That was my goal. And so it's the same you hear with other people, you know, and you get kind of, you kind of compare to sometimes, well, so-and-so is doing that, and that food plan works for her, and it must work for me.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we just lump ourselves all into one basket together and decide that, well, that's just how it goes. So you have to defend and guard your reasons for wanting to lose weight, your reasons for wanting to be healthier and to exercise. And again, like we talked about a while back, to not care about, you know, the chatter that other people will put out there.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned that because a couple of months ago I was talking with somebody who said, try this diet, try this keto thing. And, you know, it sounded interesting at first. And then I realized, anybody eat that much fat? I mean, honestly, for me, you know, it's not that I don't eat fat, but the amount that you had to do to balance everything. And I realized it's okay for something like that to work for millions of people, but maybe it doesn't feel right for me. You know, maybe it doesn't get me to that next level. So what does that even mean? Well, it means sometimes we have to let go. That's what I want to talk about when we come back, is what do we have to let go to make room for this new thing. Before we go to break, how do people find out about you? Tell everybody how they can contact you and find out more about your coaching.
Oh, great. My website is georgettelepage.com. There's a button there to contact me if you want to get in touch with me for programming and different things. But all the information is there, all the past podcasts that you and I have done together. I write for Brains Magazine, and I blog every week, and there's really good stuff in there, and it's free content. So please, please, please grab it. And you can also learn my story right on the front page. And just see how I am. I call myself a roller coaster because over the years I've gone up and down. And that's how you find out, you know, is this somebody that clicks, that I click with? But can I identify with some things? And I would love for you to get to know me that way and see what I have to offer to help you.
Yeah. And, you know, we're going to talk about this when we come back. And it's how do you let go in order to get results? How do you let go, right? With kindness and gratitude and not guilt and shame. See, those are different energies. When we come back, going to take us on a walk. Yeah, maybe you've done some things in your past thinking you were going to get some kind of future outcome, didn't work for you. Well, where do you go from there? Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with Georgette LePage.
Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Tune in to Transformation with Martinet every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation. Begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific to Transformation with Martinet. You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to the Boss Up Babe radio show, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365dailyhustle.com. Illuminate your inner framework now with Shelley Hofberg and Stephanie Salt on the show Intuitive Diagnostics on Psychic Horizons. For you to find the keys to your highest path, it is vital that you see what is happening within your inner metric of you and those around you. They'll help you utilize soul architecture so that you can unravel the highest plan of life actualization for you. Manifest your unique life mission now. Every Thursday, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We figured by the time we turned 50, we kind of had life figured out, but we were not prepared for the realities of midlife. Tune into And That's When I Realized, the truth and comedy of midlife, with me, Susan Dolce,
and me, Leon Dyer, every second and fourth Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You're not alone in these challenges, and sometimes you just gotta laugh.
Find us at SusanDolce.com
and LeonDyer.com.
Have you known that you're on a soul path, but often wondered why you don't have the insight of how to go from here to there, or whether or not what you're doing is going to take you to where you want to go in your soul's journey? Damayanti is the show for your soul. Damayanti speaks to your soul, connects with your soul, and shines a light for your soul. Damayanti, the show for your soul with Sarah Maine, brings you insights and a pathway to your soul's journey on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
When trauma is stored in the body, it can subconsciously affect and determine our life experience. Learn how the mind connects with the body and how you can pursue your own healing and growth so that your light shines brighter than ever. On the Law of Attraction Traction with host, my mom, Green Brito. Every third Tuesday of the month at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about Corrine and her services as a holistic heart-centered counselor, visit CorrineBierfeld.com.
I
Hey, everybody, what's your motivation? You know, what is it that's your motivation? You know, what I love about this is that you get to pick what your motivation is. And it may not look like what the most popular person in the world says their motivation is. It's your motivation, whatever that is. That's what Georgette LePage does. That's how she'll work with you and help you move to where you want to go. But what is your motivating factor? Georgette, before we talk about, and I have found this, there's some things that I've absolutely had to let go to make room. Before we talk about that, tell us how to find out more about you and how do people contact you to work with you?
Yes, my website is georgettelepage.com, and you can contact me through there on the contact button. And I would love to work one-on-one with you. I want you to read my story and see what I'm about and why I'm sitting here today and how I got here and the different ways that I could help you. There are some clients' testimonials on there that I think you'll find very interesting and a lot of good content on there. So please look it over, find something you love, and let me know. Reach out to me.
You know, and part of your story, right, let's talk about this for a minute, because I think you and I, we have parts of our story, whatever part that is, where we've had to really move beyond past mistakes.
Yeah.
You know, we've had to really been able to look at them, move beyond them. And then also the word failure. You know, if you look at some things that just have not worked out, but if you're still carrying, you know, that chain around your neck, you're not going to get to where you want to go. So what is it about letting go that allows for success in the end game?
Yeah, great question. And it's an important question because, for example, I'm a rule follower. I like people to like me. I'm a people pleaser. I'm kind of in recovery from that. And I'm certainly a recovering perfectionist. And that's what I thought I needed to be all these years. And then the older I get, the more I realize that I'm missing out because of that. And I'm not doing things, you know, in my best interest all the time. So I think I have to, you know, you have to let go of maybe where you used to be and parts of who you used to be. And that may include, like I said, pleasing people, putting yourself last, putting other people first. It also may involve letting go of regretting your mistakes and your failures, which I used to think mistakes and failures were bad things. I think we're kind of taught not to make mistakes,
yep.
But it's so opposite. You learn from those. You're supposed to fail in order to get to greater things. And the more you fail, the more successful you can be. You're constantly learning. And I know a lot of you out there love to learn, or you probably wouldn't be listening to this show.
Right.
If you're like me, I'm like a sponge. I want to soak up everything. And I know that I have to be careful, too, because, you know, you and I have talked about this, Dr. Pat. There are so many things out there to grab your attention that you want to do everything, you want to try everything, and you really have to kind of learn and learn what's there, learn what's good for you, and hone in on that and kind of craft yourself a plan, a blueprint, because you're right, there is that shiny object syndrome. I fall into that, too, when I'm learning more things about coaching. And there are like 50 different ways to learn about something, and you have to discipline yourself to zero in on what works best for you. And I think, again, letting go of maybe those thoughts of doing everything perfectly without mistakes will come up for most people, mm-hmm. You know. Yeah.
Can you think of, I mean, I'm sitting here thinking about this and thinking about, well, what are some of the things? Mm-hmm. That I've done. Like, then when it comes to weight loss, there's something that I've noticed just across the board. And it's the idea that, what's the word? You slip up on a weekend.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you eat a whole pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And then you kick into a behavior that says, well, I've already messed up for the weekend. Let me keep messing up. See, this is what we've got to address because this is a cycle. I messed up. Why bother? let me eat pizza all weekend. But that's what we really, that's what we have to look at. Yeah. We have to look at the motivational factor that says one pizza is one pizza. 10 pizzas, not so much.
Yeah, you're so right. And you can develop skills so that when that moment is happening, you can talk yourself through it and say, okay, I'm right now eating far more than I need to, or oops, I just ate far more than I need to. Let me stop. Let me think about what's really going on here. And let me get back on my plan. Let me get back on right now. I don't need to fall flat on my face. I just stumbled a little bit. And falling flat on my face is not going to serve me. And that's exactly what I'll tell myself all the time. If something like that happens to me, I'll say, you know what? This is not going to solve my stress right now. This is not going to serve my goals of being at this weight or exercising this much. So I'm going to stop. I'm going to pause. I'm going to step back and see what's really going on with me, because it's usually not about the action that I'm doing. And I'm going to address that, and then I'm going to move forward. It's like falling off a horse. You can stay lying on the ground, get trampled by the horse, or you can get back on and just move on. Forgive yourself for the slip, because they happen. There's no 100% for anything, any food plan, any diet, anything you follow. You're going to make mistakes.
So, isn't there a component of this, too, where you have to be conscious and mindful that I just messed up and really be motivated to look at it? Otherwise, it's I just messed up, oh well, and there's no growth pattern from it, right?
Absolutely.
There's nothing that you could pinpoint to learn from. I mean, we see this in relationships over and over and over again, but we don't really look and apply it on to what goes on in our body, especially around weight and weight loss. And right now, that is a multi-billion dollar market.
Yeah.
Every day there's something new about it.
Mm-hmm.
And every day, chances are the same people will get that new thing. But there's a difference between getting the new thing and understanding where you messed up, or just moving beyond your mistake and never really understanding that.
Right. That self-reflection is critical. And I never understood that. I just kept thinking, well, I made a mistake. I'm so terrible. Never mind. You know, the heck with it. Forget it now. And then I start all over again. And I feel like here I go again.
Oh, boy.
But when you pause and you realize what's happening, you stop and you address it and say, okay, I'm here. I'm in front of my pantry. The door's wide open. I don't even remember how I got here. I'm not hungry. So what's really going on before I jump into that bag of cookies? What's really going on? And then, you know, you usually can find the answer when you stop and say, okay, yeah, I had a bad day. So my habit is to come and get something to eat that it's just a habit. I've been doing that, you know, I had maybe been doing that for a long time. Let me close the door. Let me step back and let me think about this. And when you write, I'm all about writing things down. I have a million little notebooks all over the place. I will write something down and I go back later and look at it. And it's often the same thing several times, in, you know, throughout. But I write it down and I get it out.
Yeah.
And I realize, okay, I was stressed today, or I was upset with something, or I'm worried about something. That's where you see me. You know, how could I do differently? So next time, you know, when I'm standing in front of the pantry, maybe before you even get there, I could say, okay, let me go for a walk instead. Let me go walk it off, put a nice podcast, put music on, let me go, let me come back, you know, and kind of do that. So you need to pause. I'm all about the pause.
Yeah, I love the justification part. And what I mean by that is we're sitting there and we're thinking, I'm just going to go get that protein bar. Now, you've eaten everything for the day. You've eaten dinner, maybe had some fruit, but it's that protein bar that's calling you. And what happens is you'll start to process. It's just a protein bar. What harm could it be? And you start to process it. It's not that there's something wrong with the protein bar, right? That's not what we're saying. But what is our mind trying to tell us? Because chances are we're not going to stop with the protein bar, because we just, how we're able to eat a four-course meal and 2 hours later grab a protein bar and then maybe go for some nuts and then fill in the blank. So we're going to talk about this because there's a strategy to this.
Yeah.
There's a strategy.
Yeah,
what
you're
can
right.
we learn and what strategies can we put in place? Because if you're listening to this, you know your MO, right? You know it. You know your MO. Oh, I worked out all day. I ran 500 miles. I can just binge. All right, when we come back, I'm not going to talk about the strategy on that. Georgette LePage is. Benny, let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Have you heard about shifting the collective vibration and consciousness on the planet? Join me, Kimberly Barrett, on the Sharing Love and Light show every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern at TransformationTalkRadio.com to explore the depth of vibration and consciousness on our planet and learn how you can shine your love and light. To learn more, visit SharingLoveAndLightShow.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek, the fourth Tuesday each month at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age that provides truth and answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you monthly on TransformationTalkRadio.com on Knowledge Book Radio. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.com.
Tune in to Awaken Your Magic Within, reveal unconscious systems to discover your unstoppable freedom power. Join me, Tracy Lynn Wallace, on TransformationTalkRadio.com the first Tuesday of each month, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, to gain insight, direction, and tools to uncover limiting beliefs. Get ready to step into your unstoppable power to discover and uncover your magic within.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Everybody, welcome back. This is great. You are listening to Why Wait? Look better, feel better, be your best from the inside out with Georgette LePage and me, Dr. Pat. We're talking about what is your motivational factor? What's your motivating factor? What is your motivating factor? And you notice how we're not putting a judgment on it, right, Georgette?
Yeah, right.
We're not like putting a judgment on it. For example, we're not putting a judgment that says your motivating factor is to be able to go to the beach and wear that bathing suit. Now, we're not saying your motivating factor is bad and ours is good. That's not what the show's about.
Right.
You know, the show's about finding what your true motivating factor is, the true one, the thing that's underneath it. Because if you really want to be in that position on the beach, as opposed to being in that swimsuit that your spouse or partner wants you to go in and get into, then we're talking a whole different game. Georgette, how do people find out about you? And I want them to know that what we're about to talk about are strategies.
Mm-hmm.
This is what you help people with, right?
Absolutely.
And how do they get hold of you? Because this is the hardest part.
Yeah, you can, yes, absolutely. My website is georgettelepage.com. You can find out all about my story there, and all of the blogs that I have. I write one every week about things just like this, things that matter,
mm-hmm.
things that you can take a little nugget from and make one small step. And there's a place there to look at the programs that I offer for my one-on-one coaching and a place where you can contact me. It's all one-stop shopping right there, and please check it out. And their podcasts, our past podcasts are on there too. So I want you to, you know, learn from what's there for you, and I make the content that I think people are very interested in knowing and the things that I've learned from. So, yeah.
So this idea of motivating factors and strategies, it's so important. And we can take a look at anything around this. You know, my grandma used to, she had crippling arthritis. My grandma on my mama's side. Potbelly stove, outhouse, I'm talking like that. When I say the South, I'm just like, I'm meaning the South, right?
Yeah.
You know? Me and the Giles boys went down there, did a little snuff. That's the South I'm talking about. And I called out in church for that. But she was so good at motivation and strategy. Motivation and strategy. Because the last thing she really wanted to do was hand sew quilts because she was in so much pain.
Mm.
But she had a motivating factor, and she had a strategy. Now, that guided her life. She wasn't stopped by it. And if you saw my grandma, she could hardly walk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she, gosh, but you never knew it. I mean, I watched her bread those pork chops and fry those things up on that pot. Okay, we're talking about weight, but I'm just talking about experience. That's the way they ate down there.
Yeah.
But why could she eat like that? Because after breakfast, we went out and we worked in the fields for 6 hours. But what was her motivation? Why would she do that? And I asked her one day, I was young, ignorant young child from the Bronx. And I said something like, don't your hands hurt? I'm a kid, like about 8 maybe, I think. I said, Grandma, don't your hands hurt? It looks like your hands hurt. And she looked at me and she said, not today. And I just looked at her and I said, oh. She says, I'm doing something I love. And she said, when you're doing something you love, you have no pain. Now, my grandma, not educated, but that's what she said. Her motivation was to create beauty. Later on, I found out it was also a way to keep her joints limber. She made the most beautiful patchwork quilts. Gorgeous. But I never forgot that. And she had a strategy for it. She knew that in order for her to do that, she had to have a timeline that says, I am not going to be doing this after I've just worked out in that dang field, pulling those corn, sucking that corn. Everything that we do could have a strategy that honors what motivates us. Talk about that when it comes to weight.
Absolutely. And that's right. None of us is about judgment. Each person who comes to work with me is treated so respectfully. And honestly, I admire people that are ready to do something about their health and their weight in particular. So when you do work with coaches and people one-on-one, it's such a great time to have that attention and to just be focused on you without judgment. And also, you know, it's hard in our society too, because the marketing of diets and diet culture is billions and billions of dollars, as we know. And the next best thing comes out the next day, and you have to just pick and choose what works for you. And zero in on that. You will become overwhelmed if you are trying to keep up with the next best thing. Yeah. So I just caution people on that. And yeah, when anytime you're having a goal in place, whether it's a big goal, a little goal, or the steps to get to the big goal along the way, strategies are huge. And that could be as simple as what worked for me before. You always like to look a little bit about what you've learned. We don't want to dwell in the past. In coaching, we don't do that. We take where you are now and where you want to go. But you learn the lessons from the past. So maybe a certain way of eating worked for you before, but you just didn't continue with it. Or maybe a certain way did not. And that's something that comes up and we examine, we look at. And then you look at, well, you know, this didn't last very long. And you look at why. Why didn't something last? And how much work did you put into it? What were you doing in that time? Were you raising small children maybe when you were trying to do that? Is your circumstance different now? And certainly age comes to mind for all of us. It's not impossible. I want every single person here today, no matter how old you are, you can do this. Okay. Now, we're not going to look like we necessarily did when we were 20 or years and years ago, and that's okay. Our bodies have evolved, but you sure can take care of the body that you have. And so I would say you need to find strategies that are reasonable. The biggest thing I find is when people set goals that are reasonable, you know, losing 50 pounds in a year is so much more reasonable than losing 50 pounds in a month.
Yeah.
So a professional will help you to kind of talk through that. So I would say, you know, we really need to look at all of the parts, what worked before, what didn't work, and, you know, where's your goal, and let's set up steps along the way. For example, I have a client who is still stuck in what she used to look like before she had children. And she just is in getting in her own way with getting past that. Her kids are now all teenagers. So it's not like they're little, but she has yet, and we're working on it, she has yet to kind of let that go where she was before. And she knows where she wants to be, but she is stuck. It's like being stuck in mud because she's spending so much time with this idea in her head. And she'll show me pictures. I used to look like this. And I said, okay, so what are some steps to get you to this particular weight? But until you have some specific strategies in place, which might include kind of cutting the tie from living in the past, you know, the progress will be slow at first. So I hope that helps. Strategies come in so many different shapes and sizes.
They do. They do. And, you know, one of the things, too, let's talk about this, because I just got a little question that came in. And, you know, the answer is this, you're right. There are actors and people that will either gain weight or lose weight. First of all, this is their profession.
Yeah.
And some of them are, they have a role, Hollywood. It's like a movie. It's like a fantasy. And they'll gain weight and they'll lose weight. Two people come to mind, Tom Hanks for Philadelphia.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Charlize Theron.
Yeah.
And, you know, to watch Charlize go through that role and really be able to play that role in Monster.
Yeah.
You see, that was a motivation to do that. And she had motivation to remove it.
because this is her passion. How hard is it for us to figure out what's underneath us that we're really passionate about, that will really trigger us to be motivated to take appropriate action?
Yeah. It's not as hard as it seems. It really isn't when you just stop and say, instead of keep, you know, say, oh, I'm so big, you know, I've been this way for a while, this is how it's going to be. You need to flip your mindset and say, all right now I'm currently not at a weight that I'm comfortable with. Let me forgive myself for that, first of all. And what are some ways that I'm willing to put in some work here? Because all of those people, all the actors, don't think they do that by themselves. They have teams of people helping them.
Totally.
They have chefs, nutritionists, if for either way, gaining or losing weight. They have people that work out with them hours a day. So the average person does not have that. So be mindful of that, right? But it's okay once you uncover, you know, and flip those ideas that it's always been this way, it's going to be that way. That's very defeating. That's self-defeating, and it pulls you down. So if you're motivated enough to make a change, then we need to start reframing how we're thinking and how we're talking to ourselves, which we've talked about before, too. It's not that hard. It's just a habit, and habits happen when you repeat the behavior over and over again in a kind, loving way to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Beating yourself up because of where you are and maybe how you got here is not going to serve your goal of losing weight or being healthy. I promise. I've tried it. It doesn't work.
Yeah. You know, I love this last part of what we're talking about today because I think this is where the secret is. And the secret really is, how hungry are you this time? And then what that means is, and what you're talking about there, is how hungry are you this time to change, right? And that is one of the most powerful questions to ask yourself, because that is the thing that will enable you to sustain staying on your target. Enacting your strategy, right?
Absolutely.
Boy, that is such an interesting barometer, isn't it?
It is. And the word hungry, you know, that's such a play on words. But absolutely. I mean, are you tired enough of being tired? Are you tired enough of being overweight? You have to ask yourself these questions. Where are you right now in this in order to get started with something? Yeah. Are you, like, you walk in your closet? And you're just beside yourself. I just did a blog about closets. When you walk in, how do you feel? And what does your closet say about you? Is it, like, stressful? Is it overwhelming when you walk in? You think, oh, I have nothing to wear as you look at under different things.
Right.
So is that important enough for you right now to get going? What is it? Is it wanting to go on a vacation and not feel self-conscious? Is it wanting to, you know, join a running race or do a walk with you know, an organized walk with people, or it can be anything with your health. But you really have to dig deep and really say, are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah. And then to find your own niche in this, you know, just because your friends can kayak around Lake Washington five times, that's enough for you. It doesn't mean you don't go with them, but you have to have your own strategy, right?
Yeah.
Otherwise, you won't do it again. You know, to try to keep up with people that are so used to doing something like that, and you pull your kayak out once every 3 years, that's a setup for failure if you think that is going to be a strategy that works for you, right?
Absolutely. That's that FOMO, that acronym that is so popular now, the fear of missing out. So you've got to, you know, think about that. Are you doing something just because you don't want to be left out? Or are you doing something because you're ready to make a change? And, yes, your friends walk every morning at 5 a.m. and they've invited you. Do you want that? Is it enough for you? Or You know, what's your motivation? What's your purpose in that? Or, you know, a group of people are going on a vacation, girls' weekend. Do you really want to go? If so, let's get started. Let's work. Let's do the work. And so it's so funny. It can be a dress to get into again or a new dress. It can be an event like a wedding. It can be a holiday is coming up, a special birthday. You want to be your best. Or it can just be, I've had enough. I am so ready. And it's great because everybody has something different. So please don't compare yourself to other people because there's that compare and despair. And it's 100% guaranteed because we're all different. Thank goodness we're all different. And we have different needs and we have different motivation and we have different goals. And I wouldn't have it any other way. You want to be you. You being you is one of my big things. And, you know, be proud of that. But find out, you know, what do I really want and how do I get it is the next question. That's an upcoming question, I'm sure. We'll tackle someday, but yeah.
But one of the things you also ask, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on this, is talking to yourself about how this time could be different.
Mm-hmm.
See, if we're carrying all the failures around this from our past without any blueprint for how this time could be different, then how do you even get motivated?
Yeah, that's true. Is it time to hop off the roller coaster or the gerbil wheel, whatever you call it?
Yeah.
If you're ready to do that, then yes, you need a plan in place so that it's not just like the last time where you got excited, you got motivated for 2 days, you ate well, and then forget it, the weekend came, and never mind, I'll start again another time. And there's a Monday every week, and you always hear people, oh, after the weekend, I'll start tomorrow, or I'll start Monday. Don't wait for tomorrow. I tell clients that when we start working, they start that day. They just don't know it until we have our first session, and I'm like, all right, well, we're starting today. And they're like, oh, well, wait, what about? I said, no, it's today, it's now, and that's when you know if you're really ready. But you're right, you've got to ask, you know, there's hope out there. There are things you can do. You just haven't found them yet, and you just might need somebody to help you and be accountable with you, for you, and to you be accountable to them, enough that you show up, and you keep doing it, and just have the mindset, what if this is the first time, you know, that something great will happen for me, or what if it's the last time I have to restart things? You don't want to miss that. You don't want to take that chance.
No, and you know, we go out and we'll hire people to mentor us, to coach us on a wide range of things. But this particular area here is where we need it the most because we are looking at something very personal for somebody. Not like, let me get this off the shelf and let me just take what I just talked to Joe about and give it to you.
Right.
And I think that's what people are really frustrated by. But that's really the difference in what you do and how you do it. Because not everybody's the same. Not everybody wants to lose 50 pounds.
Right.
That may not be it. But it really is a very integrated way to take everything in consideration, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's so customized, and I love that because that's why buyer beware when you get a promise that this certain plan works for everybody, because that's impossible. That is impossible. It may work for many people, but you have to find what works for you. And that can be, again, overwhelming. So that's often why you'll work with someone that will guide you along and will help you to find the tools and strategies that you need. But buyer beware.
I mean, I think we've learned enough in this arena to know it. But, boy, we still want that quick fix sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we still want to buy 4 bottles of this for the same price as you buy 3 and have the pill, potion, or lotion do it.
Yeah.
When it comes to ourselves, we're so multifaceted.
Yeah.
And so is the approach to change. Thank you so much for today. Please tell folks how they can work with you, how they can get a hold of you, and then I'd like to know your personal message for today.
Okay. Yes, please visit my website, georgettelepage.com. My blogs are on there with good information about things like this. I often will write about things like this weekly. And our episodes, our past episodes from this podcast are on there. And also the programs that I offer, the one-on-one, the different types of things that I offer. And then you can contact me and we can talk and see if we're a good match. And please read my story on there and look at my pictures and look at all my stuff. Wow. And just know that I'm a real person and I live this. And that's how I am sitting here today with Dr. Pat.
Yeah. So, and for those of you, I'm working with Georgette. I have some very special goals, and she's helping me as well. And it's so important to have somebody that you're working with that understands who you are and is patient enough to know that and yet give you that strategy that's going to work. Remember, feel better, look better, be your best self. Georgette, thank you so much for today.
Thank you so much. And you don't, no one has to do this alone. So that's the best part.
That's the hardest part. I mean, if I were to think back about my sister's journey, that right there, the part where she was pretty much alone and years of hearing about how fat she was. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was over and over and over again. And not everybody. But, you know, when it comes from that one person that you want to love you, that you want to adore you, that is a hard lesson to hear, right?
It is. It is. So you need to be your own best advocate, for sure.
Absolutely. Georgette LePage, everybody, go to her website, georgettelepage.com. For more information about us, go to transformationtalkradio.com. And remember, when you go to Georgette's site, there's everything we've talked about there. There's a contact page as well. There's also programs you can look at. And then take a look at some of the testimonials. But make sure you read her story. Make sure you go through and you take a look at the fact that she's just... Benny, thank you for a great show. Georgette, thank you so much.
Thank you. Yes, thank you very much.
Jacob and Olivia, and for those of you out there, Why Wait? We'll see you all next time.
You've been listening to Why Wait? Look better, feel better, be your best from the inside out with me, Georgette LePage. Tune in each month as Dr. Pat Vasili and I tackle topics that are often seen as roadblocks for weight loss. Being healthy doesn't have to be hard or impossible. This show leaves you feeling empowered with new strategies and ideas to jumpstart your new health journey. If you're interested in finding out more about me, visit GeorgetteLePage.com.
The views expressed on this program.